This poster sets out the findings of research into a buddy scheme which was set up to support international nursing students on a one-year programme at the University of Salford, matching them with home nursing students studying at the same level. Underpinning the approach of the research was the idea that we should not view international students as part of a deficit model, but rather should focus on how to help them transition successfully into UK higher education, particularly focusing on their socio-cultural, academic and linguistic transitions as outlined by Bell in 2016, as well as their digital transitions as depicted in 2023 by Newman and Gulliver. The research was conducted against a backdrop of growing numbers of international students entering higher education in the UK, and with an awareness that universities must ensure that these students have an equitable experience that will allow them to thrive, as JISC pointed out in 2023. So this research focused particularly on the impact of a buddy scheme on students' socio-cultural and academic transitions. To do this, an online survey was sent to all 59 participants in the buddy scheme, and it asked them to evaluate their access to social and academic support before and during the scheme through textual and numerical questions. The questionnaires were modelled on questions for buddy scheme participants published as part of a research project by Plymouth University, that's McMahon, Webb and Schaefer 2020, in the bibliography at the end. We received 7 responses, which was a response rate of just over 11%. And a self-selecting subgroup of 3 participants subsequently took part in semi-structured interviews to reveal their experiences and insights in more depth. These were recorded and transcribed before the data was analysed, and we used inductive textual analysis to draw out key themes. And 3 main themes were identified as part of the research. First, international students reported that the buddy scheme had had a positive impact on their socio-cultural transition to UK higher education. The students reported that they valued the buddy scheme because it made them feel that they belonged. They said it helped them to know where to go to find help and support. They used it to help orient themselves. For example, questions about accommodation, course requirements, practical things about logistics, working in the UK and so on, as you can see in the figure there. Second theme was around home students who valued the buddy scheme highly in terms of their socio-cultural experience, particularly around breaking down cultural barriers and in some cases making lasting friendships with people they might not have encountered in other situations. The quotation in the title of this poster comes from one of those home students who described how they didn't have much opportunity in their regular academic life for intercultural exchange, and for this reason the buddy scheme had enriched their experience. The third finding was that home students reported that aspects of the buddy scheme gave them real world experience of professional skills, particularly around communication skills, but also time management and planning. They valued experience in communication with diverse people, people perhaps whose first language wasn't the same as their own, and learning how to communicate with them. Buddy schemes are a form of peer support, and in line with the literature on peer support, such as Wonky 2022, Shu et al. From 2020, McPherson et al. 2017, this research found that international students positively valued the socio-cultural impact of the scheme. While the literature notes this positive influence on international students' socio-cultural transition, it's worth pointing out that this research also found there were socio-cultural benefits for home students as well, in terms of much greater intercultural exchange. So, as such, this study provides further evidence to support any university which is considering a buddy scheme for the purpose of improving socio-cultural transitions or intercultural exchange. An unforeseen pedagogical benefit uncovered by this research is the real-world value of the communication skills in particular developed during the scheme by the home students. And this suggests that aspects of the scheme provided an authentic learning experience as defined by Lombardi 2007, Reeves et al 2002. An authentic learning experience for these future nurses. And this could be useful for nursing educators, particularly when thinking about how to develop such schemes for future cohorts. And it also indicates an area for further research. To conclude then, this research adds to the overall positive evidence around buddy schemes as a means of peer support, a means by which UK universities can support both international and home students.